Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. In the book of Jeremiah, we've been studying for quite some time now. I hope you've been enjoying this study, because it's been a good study. I really enjoy this book. I think we're at the 27th chapter and about the 10th verse right now, if you'd like to turn over there. And we'll take a look here and see if we can find some more revelation in this book, because it's such a good, the content in this book is just unbelievable. So let's get right into it. 27:10, let's start out. For they prophesy a lie to you in order to remove you far from your land. And I will drive you out, and you will perish. But the nation which will bring its neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him, I will let remain in on its land, declares the Lord. And they will till it and dwell in it. I spoke words like all these to Zedekiah, king of Judah, saying, bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him and his people and live. Now, this is something that you may not understand quite what God is saying here. He wants the people of Judah, people of Jerusalem, to bring themselves under submission to this king Nebuchadnezzar. May not sound good. In fact, it may sound completely opposite to what you really think is going on. But this is how God used Nebuchadnezzar to chastise his people. I spoke words like these to Zedekiah, king of Judah, saying, bring your necks under the yoke of the king of Babylon and serve him and his people and live. Why will you die? You, your people, by the sword, famine, and pestilence, as the Lord has spoken to the nation, which will not serve the king of Babylon. So do not listen to the words of the prophets who speak to you, saying, you will not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you. They are prophesying a lie. I am speaking the truth. For I have not sent them, declares the Lord, but they prophesy falsely in my name, a lot of those, in order that I may drive you out and that you may perish, you and all the prophets who prophesy to you. Then I spoke to the priests and to all the people, saying, thus says the Lord, do not listen to the words of your prophets who prophesy to you, saying, behold, the vessels of the Lord's house will now shortly be brought again from Babylon. No, they won't. It's going to be 70 years. And Jeremiah knew it. God knew it. He instructed Jeremiah to tell the people. And a lot of them just refused to listen. For they are prophesying a lie to you, these false prophets. In 27, chapter 27, it's the year was 593 BC. And Nebuchadnezzar had already invaded Judah once and had taken many captives. Jeremiah wore a yoke, a wooden frame used to fasten a team of animals to a plow, as a symbol of bondage. This was an object lesson telling the people that they must put themselves under Babylon's yoke or be destroyed by the pestilence, the sword, disease, sickness, all kinds of things, calamities. They had the choice. God punished the people of Judah in an unusual way by appointing a foreign ruler to be his servant. Nebuchadnezzar, in this case, was not employed to proclaim God's message by any stretch of the imagination, but to fulfill God's promise of judgment upon the sins of the people. The wages of sin is death. Now, the reason that God had told these people that to put themselves under the bondage of Nebuchadnezzar and to submit, to be a slave, in other words, to be a slave, was because they had to die to themselves, their flesh. And the only way that God was going to let them live was if they first died to their own flesh. You know, the death to the self-will is very important to God. The death to the self-will, submitting to God's will, is something that man cannot understand. But in this case, we're learning a lesson. Put yourself under the yoke of bondage to Nebuchadnezzar or die. It was a simple strategy to live. But God wanted them, in this case, to die to their own self-will because they couldn't learn it any other way. They couldn't. They had to be punished in such a severe manner to learn how to submit to God, because God knew if they were brought under slavery, brought to Babylon, they would eventually pray it out. They would eventually pray, turn to God, and die to themselves long enough to realize that there's only one way out, folks. There's only one way out, and that's God. That's it. That is the only way out, is to submit to yourself, die a death to yourself, and let that resurrection power take control. If you don't, you're going to die. Die trying to live your own life. You know, your own life is not that important when it gets right down to it. Your own life is not that important. You try to live your... You know, Jesus said it so simple. So simply. This way. He said, you either lose yourself and you'll find yourself, or if you try to find yourself, you'll lose yourself. If you try to keep your life, you'll end up losing it. If you lose your life in Christ, you'll find it. It was a simple formula, I guess you could say, or a simple truth, that if you want to learn Christ, if you want to learn something, submit yourself, die to yourself, and allow that resurrection power to take control. Because without death, there is no resurrection. You must submit to God. And in this case, they had to submit to the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, become his slave. And in doing so, God knew that they would eventually, after a death to the flesh, they would turn to him, start praying, and want to come back, build their temple, and get back to God. But everything else failed. God had tried over and over and over with different prophets, and they would not listen under any circumstance. They went their own way. They served their own false gods. They listened to their own false prophets. And it went on and on and on and on. And there was no other alternative. No other alternative. God had tried everything in his book, in his previous book, within his power. God can't force a person to repent. He can't force you to change your will. But through that submission to a godless enemy, in this case, Nebuchadnezzar, their submission, they would die to themselves by force. It was a forced death, actually. A forced death to the self-will. And that's what God wants. That's what he wants from you. A death to the self-will. If any man come after me, Jesus said this. If any man comes after me, let him take up his cross, deny himself, and follow me. And that's what he wants. This is what God wants. Even if it has to be forced. Allow these people, giving them such a great decision to make. Either you serve Nebuchadnezzar by force and do it, or you die. You don't have a choice. You'll either die by the pestilence, the sword, or something. And it's not going to be pretty. You have to make a choice. And then, after they serve Nebuchadnezzar, and they turn their hearts away from their false gods and turn their heart to the right God, they'll start praying. And when they start praying, they'll start getting back to repentance. And that's where God wanted them. He wanted them to repent. He didn't listen to their prophets. The prophets tried to tell them, you repent, you'll live. If you don't repent, you're going to die. It's a simple message. And God spoke it over and over and over. And that's what happens. And we're going to look at the rest of this. Then I spoke to the priests, to all the people, saying, thus says the Lord, don't listen to the words of your false prophets, who prophesy to you, saying, behold, the vessels in the house of the Lord will shortly be brought to back, where everything's going to be good and rosy, and always prophesying these great things. You know, you got to be real careful when somebody starts prophesying all this good stuff on you. You better be careful. You say, oh, Brother Hanson, I thought God was good. And I mean, you know, he is good. But be careful, because when someone starts prophesying all these great things on you, chances are they're just trying to pull your leg. Just trying to flatter you or something. Because people will do this, folks. People will do this. They love to make people feel good. And in doing so, they'll lie. And that's a bad thing. But sometimes God tells the truth. Always tells the truth. And it's not something that... it's not going to show up pretty. It's going to show up kind of ugly. Because man's sin is ugly. And it has to be pointed out. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, let us receive you right now into our hearts to be born again. Cover us with your blood. Forgive us. We repent. Let us turn to you before a forced death comes upon us. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Go to our website, krciradio.com. I just uploaded about 50 messages. And also, write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. We need a new transmitter. If you want to be part of that, help us with it, write to us. We'd certainly welcome any help. We appreciate it very much. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved. God.